Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Thank you so much for being with us. It's also a Falcons Friday. Preseason game number one tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7. Football's back, Randy.
Yeah, baby.
Good morning to you.
What's happening, man? Yes, it is back. I don't really count the Hall of Fame week, but you know, whatever. But no, it's finally back.
We counted it the day of.
Yeah.
So we could say it was a game day.
So we could say it was a game day.
But now it's really
game day. But now it's really game day because the Falcons are in, you know, they are, it's showtime. It's showtime that we know, and we'll continue to say, you know, the starters probably won't play, which is fine with me. I don't care because I think
it's kind of
I think because we know more of these depth guys than we know on other teams, you kind of look forward to seeing these type of guys. I know we had a conversation yesterday about, you know, who are if there's a specific person that you want to see, and obviously the first name that everybody says is Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody wants to see the first round, the young quarterback go out there and play, and then we were discussing more. I said, I want to see this defensive line. I want to see how they get after it. I want to see different players. And I was trying to pull up some names because I kept saying, but I left him out, but I want to see Zach Harrison. I want to see what this dude does. I want to see if he – because all these guys that are going to play tonight, mainly the guys on the defensive line, are going to be a big part of the rotation.
Yeah,
you know, as far as going forward and everything. A lot of the receivers, you might not see them. Running backs, might not see them. Mm-hmm. DBs, you might not see none of those guys. But these defensive linemen that are going to be playing tonight, you're going to get to see a lot of these dudes in the season. So that's the position group that I'm just going to keep my eye on tonight.
Me too. I mean, I would guess Grady won't play. David Onyemata won't play. Right. I don't know. Maybe Eddie Goldman, just because I'm still not convinced Eddie Goldman's actually a real human.
And maybe Lorenzo Carter.
The
rest I'm playing.
Arnold Ebikidi should play. As long as Braylon Trice is feeling okay, I know Joe Patrick said yesterday that's unclear just based on the illness that he had this week, but hopefully he plays. Obviously, third-round draft pick. Ruka Roro will play, the second-round draft pick, I would assume. Brandon Dorlus, Taquan Graham, Damone Harris, who's a guy that that Joe talked with us about yesterday, apparently has had a nice camp so far, and the coaching staff seems to really like. So, yeah, I mean, because, A, that's probably the group of players that are the most representative of actual starters that will play or actual guys that will play on defense in the regular season. And B, that's the group on this team we've been wondering about for years now.
Yeah.
Like, we just haven't seen the production that you would want to see, especially from an edge rushing standpoint, from this Falcons defense in years. And I'm not saying all the questions are going to be answered tonight,
no.
But it'd be nice to see some flashes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Especially you're going to be going up against the Dolphins' second team too.
Their first team line ain't that good.
If you've got your first, a lot of your first teamers out there, guys that are going to be in your defensive line rotation, and the Dolphins' first offensive line isn't that good, and their second is going to be out there today.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get some pressure.
Maybe.
Seems reasonable, right?
I don't think that's...
I'm not asking too much, am I?
Yeah, I don't think... Who's Miami's backup
I'm done with my sack envy. My sack, it got me. It took me out.
I mean, eventually...
I died a sad, slow death.
Eventually, you're just going to have to let that subside.
It's gone.
You know, just like, you know, the
it's
blue...
got me.
The blue, whatever. You know, just eventually subsides. It goes away. It goes away, fellas. It does.
Talking about blue balls?
Yeah, it goes away.
Okay.
It goes away. But, I mean, it's just going to be exciting to see the quarterback and him go out there and... Because, you know, you don't see... A lot of times, coordinators, things you want to showcase. Now, you don't want to put him into a point, I'm talking about a quarterback, in a position, because he is going to be behind the second line,
right,
that he
the
gets
thing.
The crap beat out right. of him. You know, you don't want to do that. Because
I'll tell you who else's second line isn't very good.
The Falcons.
Everyone's.
Yes.
But the Falcons
yes.
for this
yes.
conversation.
So you don't want to yes. see him out there getting the crap beat out of him or anything like that about Michael Pittock. So you want to ease it, pick your spots. I think they're going to throw on early downs. That's my thought process. And it can go completely different.
Yeah.
You know, because of how the – and I think a lot of it is, you know, because I played with the second – when I was younger in my career, my first year, is that it depending on how they are is depending on the play calling also. If they can't pass, bro, hell, we can't throw the football.
Yeah, there's no point.
There's no
point.
We're
not getting this guy hurt.
Yeah, we're not going to get this guy beat up, so we're just going to have to run the football and all those different things. But, yeah, it should be a fun day, a fun night down in Miami. Like I said, pregame starts at 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
that's right.
You go on
nice little 3-hour day for Dukes and Bell, by the
with
way.
My man Chris Goforth, Big Mike. So, yeah, just getting it all revved up, man.
Do you think any of the offensive line starters will play? Jake Matthews, Matthew Bergeron, Drew Dahlman, Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry?
No.
All 5 no's?
No.
Okay.
No.
So then
now,
how much
again,
do you think Michael Penix will
I don't,
play?
That's the thing. With your point right there, I don't know. I don't know if they want to see him behind the first offensive line.
Maybe a series?
Maybe.
Or a drive?
That was always the case whenever we had a veteran quarterback. Whenever we came out, the first line stayed in, depending on who the backup was, one series afterwards.
Right.
And he would always stay in. And now, again, this is completely different.
When you say depending on who the backup is that basically how much do we care about whether or not this guy gets hurt?
Yes, pretty much.
So they have to care a lot
because
Michael Penix.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's then. Again,
that's right. That's,
we all
that's
played.
Then. But that logic seems like it would still track.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We all played.
Yeah. If you take anything from what you saw last night in the couple of games that were played, nobody played.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I'm sure in Charlotte the sports radio host got up this morning and got fired up to break down with that. Like 35 of their guys didn't play last night. They had more penalties than first downs in that game nobody played.
It was that.
It was
weather,
hideous football.
The weather, everything.
Horrible.
I mean, everything was just bad last night, you know. But you got to see a couple things. You got to see a couple drops from dropbacks from Drake May. I mean, I tell you, there was one dude I was so happy to watch was Hendon Hooker. Watching Hendon Hooker get out there and play. That was so good. Good for him. Because I'm a big fan of Hendon Hooker.
Me too.
You know, it was good to see him go out there and play.
Joe Milton
played
too.
Great.
Yeah.
He jumped Bailey Zappe. He's going to be third quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He jumped. Bye-bye, Zapp.
Yeah. Bailey Zappe.
Did
himself a disservice by getting 7 drives.
Yeah, man.
The more he played, the more you see.
But he looked, Joe Milton looked really, really good yesterday. And that's all.
I like Joe Milton.
And the dude is he's a stud.
He's a
man.
Freak.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
He's just inaccurate.
He's inaccurate.
You can't be a great quarterback if you're inaccurate.
No, it's really
he was accurate last night.
It's
but
really
yeah, I mean those are things, and that's what I was talking about. When we know different dudes from the not covering the team, you'll watch those guys. But here we know these dudes a little bit more, and obviously we cover the team, so you're going to pay twice as much attention and watch the whole game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch the whole game. But I'm just just looking forward to going out there and seeing it, and it's going to be rough. You're going to have some rookie mistakes. Like, damn, boy, what you doing?
I guess if you're kind of talking yourself into how much Penix can play, the guys that'll probably make the offensive line as backups, Ryan Neisel, Kyle Hinton, Storm Norton, all our right side offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. I know you can be a swing tackle, and Storm Norton is, but like those guys sort of project as right side. So they're going to be on an NFL roster and they play on the right side. Michael Penix is left-handed. Maybe he can play a little bit more. I'm just looking out for my guy.
That's pretty good
because,
right there.
Because like in my mind, I was like, I don't know, maybe he'll play a whole half, but I'm like, I don't know. Do you really want to put your first round, even though you have a guy who's going to be starting in front of him, do you really want to put your first round draft pick quarterback behind a second, like second team offensive line for a whole half?
No.
I don't know if I really want to do that. No. So it might not be as much as we thought.
Yeah,
it might just be three or four drives.
And a lot of that probably is not.
Although three or four drives can be a half.
Not really set in stone, meaning if it's going well,
exactly,
we'll leave him out there. Yeah. But if he's like going, you know what?
If Penix goes out there and lights him up for two drives, they score two touchdowns and they're moving the ball, that's it.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. You saw what you wanted to see. If he's out there maybe making some overthrows or maybe misread interception, something like that, maybe they give him a little bit more time to try to put some good stuff on film that they can analyze too. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think it's just like when we talked to Raheem Morris weeks ago at training camp, early on when everything started. It's all kind of up in the air. It's all kind of play it by ear as it not entire. I mean, they have a plan, but like they don't know how much Michael Penix is going to play tonight either.
No,
it depends on how it goes.
Exactly. Because this one thing about it is you can always say certain amount of plays, and that's always something that you never get caught up. If you're not playing any plays, you get caught up in it. You just don't get caught up in like, okay, guys, you're going to go play five plays. Well, what if you're on a 12-play drive? You're going to play all 12 of those. You know?
You're not coming out after five.
You're not coming out of the five plays.
Have sub them out.
Yeah. You're not going to do that. But, I mean, if you have a situation, and a lot of times when you first teamers, early on in the preseason, we come out, we have a great drive, we're done. You know you're done, whatever. You know if you go out there and it's three and out, you're probably going to go back out there again. Now, in this day, you probably won't go back out there. So, I mean, it's such a different time as far as how these guys are going to play, how much you're going to play. Aaron Rodgers, they didn't let Aaron Rodgers practice yesterday because it's raining. Yeah. They let him play because it's raining.
Dang.
Yeah.
Is he going to melt?
Yeah, I don't know. They want him to slip or something like that. But yeah, he didn't practice because it was raining.
Dang.
Cold-blooded, eh?
Must be tough. Anyway, preseason game number one tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Like Randy said, pregame at 5, pregame for the preseason at 5, kickoff at 7. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. What an incredible, incredible basketball game that was played at the Olympics yesterday. We'll talk about that and more after this. This hour, by the way, this hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as always, is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Curry for the lead. Oh, kaboom! We said we was going to get our Steph Curry moment. 32 for Steph Curry.
Just an incredible finish to that basketball game yesterday. I'm with you, Randy. I went back and watched the fourth quarter again last night just because, like, all the great moments that happened, all the big shots that were hit, and, like, I don't know. It was crazy what Serbia was doing in the first three quarters of that game. Like, they were playing perfectly.
Dude.
Perfect basketball.
Dennis Schroeder said it earlier this week in some article I saw. He said that you could play a perfect game and America could still win.
Mm-hmm. And they did, pretty much.
They did. Serbia played a perfect defensive, they were all up in defensively, they were all up in them. Then offensively, I mean, just couldn't miss. And I thought the key for them was, which killed them earlier, the other two games against us, was when Jokic went to the bench. That's when America went on the run.
Yeah.
Well, this time they were able to sustain it when he was on the bench. And so, but yeah, I mean, it all. I mean, it was just an unbelievable game. Started with the out of bounds play when Devin Booker gets the top of the key shot, and then it was just, you know, watching Kevin Durant wave off the damn pick. I got
this,
dude. Get away.
Just, LeBron, I need the ISO on this
LeBron
guy.
LeBron was amazing. Yep. Joel Embiid was great.
Yeah. Steph honestly, like, that was the big difference. I know Steph and the shot KD hit at the end, and LeBron, the way he defended Jokic in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Joel Embiid showed up.
Yeah, he did.
Joel Embiid hadn't really done anything in the Olympics so far.
He played pretty good last
game. Early on in the Olympics, we're like, we can't play this guy. In the fourth quarter last night, he was going at Jokic.
Yes.
And that's what they needed.
Yeah, because, like, Joker got that fourth foul on the N1. They were like, here you go, big fella. And he was outstanding. But I thought defensively, their intensity, picking up 94 feet.
Yep.
Kevin Durant saying, no, I got Bogey. Bron said, no, I got Joker.
Yep.
And they went to work like that. And then, you know, they were 0-9 in the fourth quarter, talking about Serbia. I got a question. Two things. Does Bogey play like that here?
Like what?
Like the mouth, the yippity yapping and stuff.
Yeah, Bogey will get after it a little bit.
Okay.
He'll get after it a little bit.
Okay, all right. I was like, damn, Bogey.
Yeah, Bogey will talk.
I see you, homie.
Wasn't it the quintessential Bogey game though?
Yes.
Because he played awesome.
He was awesome.
Didn't it feel like he scored more than 20 points?
When I heard that last night, only 20. I said, 20. Man, I thought Bogey had 40.
I thought he had 20 in the third quarter.
Yeah, like, Bogey was outstanding. Whoever that number 30 was for them, the lefty.
Just the most disgusting jump shot.
It was
wet.
It was so wet. Joker did Joker things. He was outstanding and everything. But yeah, they played a perfect 35 minutes. And then it was just one of the things where, hey, this step up, you go to your big dogs. This is why they're on the team. And you go to your four MVP players.
Yep.
And you go and win this damn basketball.
All four
game.
Guys that I made fun of being on the
team.
Yes,
you did.
I was like, what are we even doing? Oh, that's why they're all there.
Yeah.
That's why they're all on the team.
All four MVPs just went out there and dug deep. And yeah, I know it's a lot of people shouldn't be tested and everything like that. They were going to be tested eventually.
Yeah, I don't.
The world ain't in front of us, but they done caught up. And that was always the thing. Scrap, damn the rotation, damn the five man in, five man out. All that crap.
Go to your best five.
Jason Tatum.
And win the game.
Jason Tatum still ain't said nothing, so why do I care that he ain't play yesterday? Because neither did Halliburton.
It's true. Neither one of them played.
He ain't play, so I don't care if they ain't play.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I was him, I'd be disappointed I didn't get in.
Obviously.
But I'd be happy my team won.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I don't
buy the... You know what ain't on the gold medal? How many minutes you play, a point you score?
That's true. You get the gold either way.
Yeah.
I don't buy the criticism of the United States because the game was good. Like, are people not aware of who Jokic is?
No.
He's the best player in the world, man.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Bogey's also a very good NBA player, too, but, like...
It's a different one because these dudes play together all the time on the national team.
Right. Like, again, Jokic is the best player in the world.
Yes, he is.
Like, he's incredible.
Yes.
and the U.S. just ended up winning the game.
I enjoyed it.
It was a great game.
It was a great game. I didn't turn it away because you know how sometimes when your team look like, damn
you click back.
Right, no,
now, you always felt like they were going to be able to go on the run.
Because then you're like, okay, they got a single digits, or here they come.
Yeah.
All right, they got it down to 5. Okay, game's over.
Yeah, and when they got it to 84, LeBron just sort of was like, he looked off two guys that he could have hit in the corner that he would have hit at earlier points of the game. He's like, I got to get to the rack here, tie this thing up. The other thing that was kind of fun was because Steph was, he was Steph.
Yes.
Hit 9 threes.
I think a lot of do you think, like, early on in the game, everybody was, to my Team USA, they were looking at Steph when he, because when Steph goes off like that, I would be like, hell yeah, Steph.
Just give him the ball.
Just get a ball.
Yeah. Thank God he did, because he hit shots, and, you know, as it was getting out of hand at the end of the second quarter and into the third quarter, he was hitting shots that were cutting the lead back to like 9 and like 8 and stuff. Like, if Steph wasn't unconscious, they wouldn't have won this game. And obviously hit that shot we just played that was huge in the fourth quarter. It was fun to finally feel what Golden State Warriors fans must have felt like the last 15 years, where when Steph has a game like that, you actually not only enjoy it as a basketball fan, but you're legitimately rooting for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, like you're fired up every shot that goes in. Because you watched all the Warriors times when he's done that in the playoffs, but you're not a Warriors fan.
Right.
You're just a basketball fan. And it's cool to see. Yesterday, it was like you actually got to root for it and enjoy it when every single one of those shots went in, which was cool.
Yeah, man. He was out.
They're going to beat France by so much.
I don't know.
I think so.
I, don't know.
I think yesterday was
France,
was the
home country. It's going to be crazy in there.
Yeah.
All other things. Now, they're going to beat France.
They're going to beat them.
They're going to beat
relentlessly.
France. But, yeah, I mean, it was just such an outstanding game. And it was great because the OGs were like, okay.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, you came. You dribbled the ball over your feet. Back-to-back possessions. Okay, go sit down.
Yeah, you go take
Derek White, go sit down.
Yeah, you got to get out here.
You for your defense. You ain't even doing that right.
Book, nice run in the fourth quarter. We got to get KD in here.
Get KD in
close
here
things
and
out.
Close things out. KD just waved everything off. Because that was my thing earlier. The guy was like, what the hell is wrong with KD? Where he at? And then he's like, waved off, got to his spot. When he gets to his spot, it's
disgusting.
Yeah, it's a wrap. He got to his spot, and then, again, half step, you ice it with the free throws, and then you're moving on.
Nice when you can throw four MVPs at him in crunch time.
Yeah, man.
But again, like that's not a criticism.
Yeah,
like,
man. It was great though.
They're Americans.
Great game. Great game.
You throw them out there. That's what you're supposed
great
to do.
Great game.
Ah, awesome game. Now they're in the gold medal against France. France beat Germany. That was a good game too.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't think France was going to win that game because France hadn't been playing good.
Like, they've lost four times.
Yeah, they haven't been playing good in this Olympics games at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, they clutched up when they needed it. And Wemby obviously is very good. But
and we watched the beginning of that game, and Germany was kicking them in the mouth.
Germany should have won that game.
Yeah, Germany's kicking them off when we started.
Little home cooking for France in the fourth quarter. A
little
that
bit.
Game. Yeah.
A little bit. But, next time get the damn Olympics in Munich. Get it in Munich, all right?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right, here's Michael Penix talking about getting on the field tonight.
Man, it's going to be fun. You know, it's a blessing, you know, a dream come true. I mean, I always dreamt of being here, you know, but now that I'm here, I got to stay here. You know, I got to show that, you know, I belong here, and that's what I'm going to do each and every day. You know, the way I go about my business and, you know, attacking each and every day like it's my last, you know, that's all I can do, so.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Oh, all his people done rode down Alligator Alley.
Oh, yeah.
They heading them down Alligator Alley right now.
It's an easy drive.
To get down there. To see him play tonight.
What's that
man?
Take, Tampa to Miami?
Ooh, 3 hours?
That's not terrible.
But you better fill up before you take that left.
Oh, right, because you got to drive through the swamp.
You got to drive through the swamp. Now, I had a partner for one heart. Flip ass ran out of gas in the middle of Alligator Alley at night.
Wow.
So, yeah, me and Corey had to go get him.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, we had to go get Flip.
You don't even get out of your car
at that
point.
No, he could call. We grabbed some gas. And he was probably about maybe an hour from my house. Ran out of damn gas.
What, did you just forget?
Yes.
When was the last time you ran out of gas?
Oh, man. It's been a long time.
College. I ran out of gas.
I think college. Because the thing in college was this. Like, you know how your line would be below the empty, right? But if you turn it on sometimes, it would go up. You thought to yourself, oh, I got a little bit.
Oh, I put a little extra gas in there.
Yeah, dog.
My truck, if it was parked uphill.
Uh-huh.
Like the tank, the meter was some like in the back or something like that.
Yeah.
So if I parked uphill, it looked like I had more gas than I had.
And you would make yourself believe
I was like,
that you had gas.
That's plenty of gas.
Yeah, you make yourself believe that you had gas.
And then you break down on the freeway.
There was plenty of times I was pushing that damn car down Millage.
Yeah.
Pushing it down Millage.
So I had it down. Yeah. I had it down pat because my truck would either run out of gas or break down.
Right.
Like, pretty frequently. Right. It was no big deal. Like, oh, I know what that feels like. Throw it in neutral, open the door, get out, start just. blocking sled that thing, because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the road.
Oh no,
you got to get to a parking lot or something.
There's been plenty of times on millage. Because my car would overheat, they would overheat, and you would see that damn line go all the way up. Like,
then you start seeing the steam a little bit. It's like,
car start jerking, like, oh hell! All I gotta do is get to the butt. My car spent so much time in the butt spin parking lot because I had no gas. Oh, it would break down. Yeah. Didn't care.
Yeah. It was a different day, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Right now, if it was today, you'd have a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
I don't even know what gas you put in those.
You ain't putting 87 in it.
I don't know. I have no idea. You have to go to a special gas station. Do you want to hear Charlie Morton tell you what he thinks went wrong yesterday? I have a couple theories of my own. I'm interested to hear what Charlie Morton has to say.
Today, there were just some windows I went to that I think that they put some really good swings on, and they were able to lay off some pitches below the zone, out of the zone, and foul off a lot of decent pitches and make me work. So it's like I'm 70-something pitches deep in the third inning.
Yeah. I was going to say just gave up too many home runs.
That would happen, Charlie. Yeah. But the results of the home run were what he said.
Right. In that's the zone, how they got to the.
Yeah, it got into different zones.
They were working their way into good counts.
Boy.
Four home runs allowed in two and two thirds is crazy.
Damn, Charlie.
Yeah.
But like we were here yesterday and Pope kept like giving the score through the glass. I was like, oh, okay. So when I get home, I don't have to watch it. I was rushing home to get home to see the 200-meter final. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch it.
Nope, no
because
reason
it was great because watch the 200, and then the basketball game was on. Mm-hmm. So like I only got to watch that disaster.
52 hits, 34 runs, 19 walks, 8 homers, and 6 stolen bases is what the Brewers offense did to the Braves pitching staff in a 3-game series.
They were mad about last time.
That's a month for the Braves right now, in terms of some of that stuff. Yeah, no, this is what happens when the pitching staff has a lull as well. Because like the hitting has been so bad and inconsistent.
The
pitching has been incredible. Eventually you're going to have off series or off weeks or whatever. This is what happens when the pitching goes bad too. Boy, did they get embarrassed by the Brewers in this series.
They did.
What did you make of the 200 final for the men's?
I thought, I wasn't. Because I was talking to my best friend Corey, and I was talking to him because he runs trades, a track guy and everything. And I was like, well, Lyle should win this. Because this is what everybody's been telling me.
Yeah, that was the thought.
Because I didn't know, I promise you, I didn't know anything about, because again, I don't pay attention to track and field to the Olympics. So I'm not going to sit here and say who the hell Noah Lyles was before this.
I think speak for most of us.
I knew who Noah Lyles was because of the whole NBA thing. I had no clue who this kid was.
Right.
And so everybody kept telling me he's a world champion 200. This is his best event. Blah, blah, blah. I watched the sprint documentary. Like, oh, okay, this is the guy.
And you saw it in the 100. Like, the way that he came back in the 100 was like, oh, my God, if he carries that into the 200.
You're like, oh, this is the guy. Right. And that's just my interpretation of it. He's the guy. I'm going to go with him, whatever. And, he came out the tunnel, just, woo, yeah, me, my show. And then got in them blocks. And then, oh, boy, just didn't give up the lead.
Right. And I know that's what he does. I know he's a showman and he pumps himself up like that and all that. But, like, if you know you have COVID and you know you're struggling to breathe,
maybe save it.
Yeah.
Maybe save it for
the 19 seconds that you have to run the hardest.
Maybe save it. But he got the bronze and everything. And as we were talking, like, does he have another chance in L.A.? Well, he's going to be 30 in L.A. So I doubt that he might.
He's not going to run in the relays.
He's not going to run the relays and things because of the COVID that he has. But, I mean,
you got gold and bronze. That's a successful Olympics.
It is.
It's incredible to do.
Who was the last American man? Oh, Carl Lewis was the last American man to get the 2-1.
40 years ago, Randy.
He's the last one.
People don't do it.
Yeah.
Only two people have ever done it. It's Carl Lewis and Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, those are two of the greatest sprinters of all time.
Right.
So, like, to say it's a disappointment that he didn't do that, I think is not fair.
Yeah.
Now, he brought a lot of that criticism on himself.
Because he talked and everything
Because of the way he talks.
Yeah.
But a gold and a bronze in the 100 and 200? That's incredible.
He had to battle for that bronze.
Yeah.
We got silver, bronze, but
Kung Fu Kenny with the silver.
Yeah, but that was the only thing that people telling me. I was like, okay, Lyle's the guy then. And for all account, he was the guy until yesterday.
He got a gold and a bronze.
I ain't mad at him.
No,
I ain't mad. My thing, and I didn't know.
I don't want to hang out with him.
I didn't know until the COVID thing. I was like, man, get your ass up.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, we don't.
Are we gonna do the hamstring thing?
We're gonna do this thing.
Oh.
And then COVID.
Okay.
And he has very bad asthma as it is. Right. So whatever. Right. Yeah, congratulations to him.
Yeah, man. We'll talk about some of the other golds that were won yesterday as well. It was Who's it, man? It's been a great track Olympics for the United States.
It's just a great. This
has been a great Olympics.
Yeah, I see my people out here breakdancing. I get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Yeah.
These are the B girls.
These are the Now they battling like they at a subway station.
That's a battle. You know, the only thing they're missing is a giant boombox and some cardboard.
Yeah, how they did it at Beat Street. Hey man, Beat Street.
Oh, they have a giant boombox in the back. Street.
Come on, man.
They were playing Eric B and Rakim earlier.
Yeah,
like come on,
Beat Street.
It's great. It's the '80s still. I love breakdancing. Is still just the '80s. They dress the same.
I just want to see somebody.
If you got a Kangol on, come on.
A couple thrust pumps. You think they deduct points for that?
I don't know. Yeah. Why not? Why would they? It's classic style. All right. We'll come back. We are going to talk a little college football coming up next. You know, we're 2 weeks tomorrow away from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Florida State.
2 weeks away.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Love it.
Right around the corner. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
Andy and Randy.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
This would be a good one to have on during the breakdancing, too.
Yeah, man.
We're sitting here watching
watching
the breaking. Is it the final, semifinal? I don't know. But it's the women's breakdancing competition in the Olympics, and what a treat. I don't know what's good or not. Looks incredible to me. That's what I like about all the Olympic sports. Pretty like, you know, basketball and certain things you might watch. Track's obvious because they're just trying to run the fastest. Yeah. But like some of these ones, I'm like, I don't know. Was that bad?
Was that bad or
seemed
was
great.
That good?
Because every time I watch a diver, I'm like, well, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then they get a bad score. Yeah, I'm like, what did they do wrong?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
That looked pretty cool. Yeah. Like the breakdancers, I have no reference at all for what's good or bad. All I know is what they're doing is fun
and
to watch.
Cool. It's cool to me.
They're all dressed like all the B-girls I went to high school with back in the day who would just be out there battling each other at lunchtime.
Yeah, Turbo would wipe the floor with them, though. That's just my opinion.
Maybe Turbo's the judge.
I don't know. I mean, how do you judge it? What's wrong? What do you call it? The choreography?
Right, I don't know because like it's the first time it's been in the Olympics. So that is what I wonder about the criteria.
Might be the last time.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm
trying to figure out how do you get gold?
Do they take events out of the Olympics?
They take baseball out.
It was in there at one point?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why do they do that?
Bruh. I don't know.
Because MLB refuses to let Major League Baseball players play in the Olympics.
Oh.
Who was playing in it before?
Amateurs.
College players.
Okay.
It also has to do with, like, the overall how many countries are competitive in certain sports, stuff like that, too.
Right. Like, it's not fun to have. Like, if we had football in the Olympics,
every other
that'd
country,
be a waste of time.
Every other country in the world will send professional players. MLB is just like, oh, no, we can't get our guys hurt. Take 2 weeks off in the middle of the season.
I touched the nerve. I'm sorry.
If I'm MLB, why the hell would I do that?
I don't
think
it's
the
Olympics.
It grows the game worldwide.
I agree with that, but I'm not giving up 2 weeks of revenue. Right?
You don't have to give up 2 weeks of revenue. You can still play 162. You just take a break for the Olympics. You take a break for the All-Star game.
You probably add a couple doubleheaders. You lengthen the length of the season, not the games. You won't lose games.
Okay. Yeah. And you're probably right, though, as far as growing.
Do these guys want to play?
The game.
Yeah. You look at how they approached the World Baseball Classic in recent years.
Do these
they
guys want to pitch?
Yeah, they want to do. Yeah.
Okay, that's my thing.
Yeah.
I saw the everyday players. My thing is like, do the top pitchers want to pitch in it?
It seems like something that they could probably figure out just based on the good suggestions that you guys just made.
Mm-hmm.
But baseball is dumb.
Yeah.
Like Major League Baseball is dumb about growing it. So mm-hmm. I assume that they're making a mistake.
It entirely. That's
like if I can, just not having that much info on it, but like. Just the general stance is, if baseball can be wrong on something, they usually are.
Mm-hmm.
So they blew it.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah,
but I thought it was coming back, though. Isn't it? It's not coming back? Okay, it's coming back. So is anything going
to
change?
It's supposed to have come back in Tokyo.
Is anything going to change?
I don't know that it's 100% coming back. 2028.
It's definitely coming back in 2028. Based on recent discussions I had with a buddy of mine, there's a decent shot that they're going to find a way to get MLBers.
Gotcha.
Good.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now we know. I didn't know that they would just take Olympic games out of the games.
Yeah, I knew they took baseball.
I thought once you got in, you were in.
I knew they took baseball out. I knew that part.
All right. Good. Hopefully it comes back, and hopefully people plan it, and hopefully it grows the game.
Wait.
Because that's what it's done for basketball.
It damn sure has.
I mean, let's be very clear about what has happened in the global landscape of basketball since 1992. That team did what they did. Everybody saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball saw that everybody saw it and has leaned heavily into trying to make sure that they do everything they can to get in South America, to get in Europe, to get in Asia, and get as many people, Australia, and get as many different folks, Africa, get as many different folks interested in basketball as they can. And the last five MVPs have been non-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and basketball just sold their broadcasting rights for $77 billion.
They did.
And it's growing.
Does baseball really care about this stuff like that?
I think they should care about $77 billion.
I'm just asking the question. Do they really? Is it really a top priority for them to have this game where it is? Where you all the stuff you're describing? Is it important to them?
Remember, they're playing regular season games overseas too at the start of some of these years.
But my question, I guess, would be: I mean, why wouldn't it be? You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying.
The goal should be that. But
I'm saying they have this opportunity.
Yeah.
For this, right?
Yeah.
It's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Why haven't they taken advantage of it already?
Because baseball's dumb.
That's my thing. You keep saying that they want to grow it. I'm sure they want to grow it on their terms. They want to grow on their terms.
Yeah, that's more it.
Yeah, that's it. They want to have
Cubs Dodgers opens up the season next year. You got five Japanese players in Tokyo.
Okay.
You got five Japanese players between those two teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Who opened up this year? It was the Dodgers and who else?
I forget, but it was in Japan. Right?
And the Shohei Dodgers played. Was the Dodgers Cubs?
That was with Shohei, all the stuff they got caught for gambling.
Exactly.
They were like, oh, we don't like this at all.
Well, Dodgers Padres.
This is the only game going on right
now. Dodgers Padres, you're right.
And the only reason we're in Japan is because of this guy, and all anybody wants to talk to him about is his interpreter spending $16 million on gambling. This is a terrible idea. So it blew up in their face, unfortunately. Anyway, about 15 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle. We'll talk about a little bit about the stuff that happened last night, but unfortunately, realistically,
we don't got to talk
preseason game number one. Not a lot really went down. Yeah. We'll talk a bit more Falcons, of course, as well. And some of the other games that you're going to see this weekend, some of the other storylines also. Bad news out of Texas.
Yeah, man.
Earlier this week, for the second straight year, and late in the season last year, Jonathan Brooks got hurt, and then Baxter took over, C.J. Baxter, and was actually really good. He did a really nice job down the stretch for Texas and in that college playoff game against Washington. He gets hurt. He's going to miss the season. And for a team that has a lot of expectation, trying to build on what they did last year, a lot of potential for sure and a lot of talent, that's a really big deal for them to lose that guy at this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big-time player, and I'm trying to look up their thing real quick.
He might be their best offensive player.
No, the best offensive player is Quinn Ewers, I think. But you look what Texas is, I mean, I think Sark's – I'm pretty sure they got a five-star behind him. I'm pretty sure they got some people that can do some things. Maybe not as special as he is, but still – You know, I got it. Okay, when you look at the running back position, recruits, they got some top running back recruits. But this is going to be a situation where they're going to have to overcome because they're very talented. They got one of the best offensive lines in America.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a big loss because of everything you said last year.
This is, though, to me, like, and again, like, every team is going to deal with stuff like this. It sucks when it happens even before the season even begins. But, like, this to me, for them, is now, okay, not only are you missing maybe one of your best offensive players, now you have to do that SEC schedule. Yeah. Like, if they were still in the Big 12 and you just had to navigate that schedule, that's probably a lot more manageable. It's helpful that there's a 12-team playoff, so there's a little bit more leeway to get into it. But, like, this is where when you play Georgia in October and you don't have that guy, that's a massive deal.
Yeah.
This is what and other teams that are on there, they play Michigan week two, right? Like this is where when you have that kind of schedule, like a legitimate big boy schedule that you're going to have when you play in the
players.
SEC. Yeah, man.
You need all the good players.
This is the difference between making the SEC championship game and not making the SEC championship game, or making the playoff and not making the playoff. And again, it sucks to have a guy get injured ever. It especially sucks when it's before the games even start. He wasn't able to contribute to the team. But yeah, no, I think it's a big deal for them. I think they'll probably still be really good. I'm not saying like their season falls off the tracks, but like you're going to win the SEC. This is bad.
Yeah,
this is a big deal.
You're one of your best offensive players. I mean, they lost a lot to them to their whole receiving core.
They did.
But it's Texas, so you're thinking that, assuming
a lot of their D-line.
A lot of their D-line. Can they still stop the run like that?
That is, to me, that's one thing about the Texas conversation that I think is a little glossed over, is like, yeah, they made the playoff last year. Sark's done a nice job. Ewers is back. Obviously, Arch Manning's the backup. They lost so much stuff, mm-hmm. and I know they replaced it too, mm-hmm. but like, they don't have this track record of, like Georgia does now, like Ohio State does, like Bama does, of you lose a class like that and then immediately just restock.
Right. I think that's supposed to be that right now.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. That's supposed to be that right now.
And that's my question about them is, are we sure that they can just do that?
Because they haven't done anything. That's the thing about it, but we haven't seen it.
Yeah, so let alone this, which is harder.
We're supposed to see
it. Like, doing it again is harder than doing it once.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
So they did it once for the first time in 15 years, and now everybody's like, yeah, Texas is there. I don't know. I'm not sure about Texas.
Yeah.
I think they're okay. Yeah. I think they're a good team. And obviously they have top-end talent, but I don't think they have the depth to make it through.
And that's the thing about it. And that's something that Sark talked a lot about also, about the depth of it. And he's saying this is the most depth we have. Well, we still got to see it, Sark. Yeah. You can say it all you want to, but you still got to go out there and prove it in maybe the toughest league in America against some of the top teams. So, yeah, I look at it like that. But the thing with the whole they're going to go as far as Quinn Ewers takes them, though. Quinn Ewers in that offensive line. I mean, Quinn Ewers, you got one of the most highly recruited names in all of, high school football and everything coming in, and he's still having to wait because this guy is there because he's good. Now, his biggest thing with Quinn Ewers, he got to stay healthy all their games,
mm-hmm.
And we know that he'll take a big hit and he'll miss a couple games like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that he's the key to what they want to do because he's a great quarterback. And they have one of the best offensive lines in America. They're talking about this tackle they got, Bunk. It's like he's going to be the first round tackle from Texas in I don't know how many years. You're talking about Texas?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's probably the stuff that's going to start to be said more and more about them because, again, like, they've just kind of been in the background mm-hmm. for a while now. Mm-hmm. Like, Oklahoma dominated them in the Big 12.
They're coming with that name into this conference.
Absolutely. Yeah. And having made the playoff last year and all that. Again, I understand why the hype is there, and it should be. And it's, I don't know, it's fun when Texas is good, and they view themselves that way.
It's back.
But, yeah, they're not. They're not. Like, back.
They're back, baby.
They made the playoff.
Remember they ramrodded. You remember when they ramrodded Georgia down there in New Orleans? We're back.
Yeah. I guess
damn
not.
Debo almost beat up damn Ugga. I mean, it was a rough damn night in New Orleans.
Yeah, Debo was ready to go.
Yeah, it was a rough night for them dogs, man.
Everybody's so ready to be back, like way before they're actually back.
Is back.
No, it would be great. It would be so fun.
Yes.
When Miami is Miami, college football is more fun.
Yes.
But it hasn't happened in a very long time.
Yes.
Like, it's not like it was like a couple down years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Miami hasn't been back since 2002.
They had a nice little 10-game run, then it fell off.
That's not back.
Yeah.
That's not back.
A nice little 10-game
run. You don't do 30 for 30s on 10-game runs?
Yeah, 10-game run.
Vince Young won the national championship and stunted on USC in one of the greatest games anyone's ever watched.
Ever in history.
That was Texas.
Ever in history.
These guys made a nice little run to the playoff last year.
They went to the national title with
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy,
But again, that was like 2000 what?
Yeah, and he got his – and then
10?
Darius.
11?
Marcel Darius just ended all
landed
that.
On him. But even if he didn't, Alabama was going to beat the hell out of him.
Yes.
They were going to beat
him. Yes, they were. Yeah. Talk people like, no, they were together.
Back. Yeah, Don't declare yourself back till you're back. You know what I mean? All right, we'll come back. We'll be back, I promise, in about 7 minutes, 6 minutes. We'll talk some NFL. First game of the preseason tonight for the Falcons. Some other fun stuff going on this weekend as well from a preseason perspective. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.